This is the Otway Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health. Surprise, surprise. We found out at the annual general meeting of Otway Health the other night that, I don't know if it'll keep the same name, but big things are afoot at Otway Health. We all know that we share a CEO with Lawn Hospital and Community Services, and we have been sharing facilities. So now, and a consultant has been working away, looking at the pros and cons of the two parties joining in a more intimate relationship. And here to talk about all of that, and probably a few other things, is Nick Salkeld, who is the chairman of the board at Otway Health.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you for having me.
That's quite all right. It's not over yet. You mightn't thank me when it is.
No, as you said, I'm basically here following up to our announcement at the AGM last Thursday afternoon, where we announced our desire or intention to submit a proposal to the Department of Health and Human Services to, I guess, formally merge as one or amalgamate as one with Lawn Community Hospital. As you said, you've been in... We've shared a CEO for well over the last 18 months, and during that time we've actually found a lot of synergies and a lot of similarities with the two services. And we've actually, as part of that, we've done a significant amount of due diligence and are wanting community feedback and community discussion about what this might all mean and how it may all look and how the community wants their health services provided.
I'm sure it will promote plenty of discussion, Nick.
That's good. That's the intention.
It will arouse passions in the chests of many. As an overview, it would seem, especially in this day and age, that a bigger, more efficient thing is a better thing. However, there will be those that will want a lot of detail, and I think all of us will seek to have a lot of demonstrable reassurance about maintaining or improving what we have already. So these are probably the key issues. The consulting and the what work has been done? What sort of?
Well, with respect to the consulting, we have had external advice, and that's been going on for a period of time. And basically, it's identifying that if we were to come together, we would be offering the same services as a baseline, but then it would also afford the opportunity to build the service offer. There's obvious deficiencies in mental health care, alcohol and other drug treatments, even with respect to palliative care services. Mm. So by formalising that arrangement that we've been sharing the last 18 months would allow us to do that and allow us to do that in a more structured manner and more sustainable manner too.
Okay. Were there any negative sides to this to this consultant's report? Is there any cautionary notes about?
No, not really negatives. It's very important to keep the community engaged and involved, and to seek their input, to understand their concerns and their desires as well with respect to the service offer.
Yeah, I think the primary community concern will be that it'll be a bit like being amalgamated into the Colac-Otway Shire. That we'll be in another place, and the power will be elsewhere.
Yep.
That will be the basic community concern.
Yeah, I guess with the case with Lawn, there are so many similarities. We both have a service which has a similar frequency with respect to patient load.
Mm.
We have similar turnovers and operational budgets, both being around $7 million. We're both, somewhat unique in that we are based on the coast and we have that significant influx over the summer period as well, long weekends, the lunchtime trips and things like that. And we also, going along the lines of that, we're both, trying with respect to retention and recruiting staff, we do have difficulties there. And by working together, we'll actually reinforce and strengthen the offer to get good people down here and just to strengthen what we're already doing.
Well, that's because they'd rather live in Lawn than Apollo Bay.
Oh, not so much that.
Although they can't afford to live in Lawn,
can they?
Oh,
yeah, that's right, indeed.
Unless they're at the high end of the food chain. How are you going to proceed? I mean, is this a done deal?
We're actually at the point where we have some data to suggest that it would work and would work very well.
Mm-hmm.
So the AGM was identified as the best point. We're at a point of time where we had enough information to answer some questions, but it was actually an opportunity where we could stand up and deliver the message to then get people interested and engaging in the concept and having discussions. So beyond the AGM, we're having tea talks. We've already had a few. We're having a presence at the Apollo Bay Market, which we've had probably a dozen people last Saturday come and raise their concerns. And not just concerns, though, they were excited by the opportunities that would bring. So that was probably, the most important thing to come out of that. We had a community lunch today. We've also had a meeting with our community advisory group as well, and we're also planning more structured tea talks in the weeks ahead.
So the next few weeks, month or so, will be about consultation.
Indeed, and what that'll do is actually help us formulate frequently asked questions, if you like, which will then give us the opportunity to answer those questions as well. We do have some, clear considerations people might have, but we also need to understand what their concerns are and how we can respond to them as well.
Okay. And the consultant's report itself, will people have access to that or a summary of it?
Yeah, when it's finalised, they can have access
to it. So it's not final yet?
Oh, no, the report's final, but there's a few tweaks to it with respect to editing and grammar and those sorts of things. But it's,
so we've got an illiterate consultant.
No, sorry, not that. it's getting to the point where getting ready for
publication. Yeah, because I think it's important to many people to see the detail of what conclusions are and the evidence from which these conclusions have been drawn will be important.
Yeah,
to
indeed. Folk. It's also important to realise that not everyone wants that information as well. I guess the underlying concern is, will we still have a health service offer? And that
the underlying concern is, will we still own Otway Health? Will we still be
have that local representation?
Indeed, still it's more than representation. It's the 30, however many, the 100 volunteers that go up there.
Yep.
They don't go up there because someone else owns it. They go up there because it's their garden.
It's theirs,
and
yes.
It's their place. And what is really important, and I'm sure, I don't think it's this under threat, but the understanding that this is still mine, I still have ownership here, is going to be very important to a lot of people. Because if, the rest of the world's owned by corporations one way or another, it's part of why people live in Apollo Bay, so and reassurance about the fact that this is still your health service, only a better one, will be very important. It'll be critical, in fact.
Yeah, indeed, and going along the lines of that too is the significant donations. For example, Second Sales have raised over $1.5 million in the last decade.
Yep.
Which
I'm not seeing any of that go to Lawn.
No, that'll be the case. Sorry. The proposal would stipulate that any donations, any auxiliary funds, any bequests are retained for local purpose.
In this current footprint area.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they might be direct contributions to capital, a bed, or for example, we're talking about the garden, and maybe something, a structure for the garden, those local donations will stay local.
Okay, so just to take you off the griddle a little bit now, what are some of the things that are evident that are clearly benefits already from this?
Well, today with we're already starting to see the benefits of working together with respect to the GP practice. We have had some changes with respect to it coming on site, and they're getting teased out at the moment. But come 1 February, for example, we'll be introducing registrar GPs to Apollo Bay. And then that's on the back of that shared relationship with Lyme, but also with the support of local GPs, particularly Dr. Denise Ruth. And that, what that will do is that will allow us to welcome these training doctors to the town, and they'll think, well, this is a fantastic community to work within. I'm going to come back and stay here long term.
Yeah.
It also exposes them to rural health. It exposes them to the fluctuations we see in Apollo Bay with respect to holidays and the tourist traffic, and they can actually develop their craft, if you like.
Okay. Also. Yeah.
We're also seeing benefits with sharing a director of clinical services and sharing our community services director with Lawn, developing a more robust service. And if we strengthen that or tighten that relationship, we will hopefully see more things like that.
Okay. So do you, from where you sit, which is you're about to, you know, be out of a job if this happens,
don't
you?
Have you done a little arrangement to be chairman of the new facility? No. Well, in terms of board representation, we want there to be equal representation. So we'd be putting, if there's a 12-person board, we'd be putting up 6 members who are currently representing Otway Health and vice versa with Lawn. So if it's a 10-member board, it would be 5 on each.
So that's a fundamental requirement.
Another requirement for the proposal is that stability and leadership. So we'll be requesting that our current CEO, Kate Gillen, remains on board between the two entities.
Sure. And so and Kate's success in the joint role is also an important part of this, what's driving this union, isn't it?
Indeed. Really? Yeah. That's a common denominator for sure.
Yeah, yeah, and yes, and a huge saving across too.
Which then can be reinvested back, hopefully, into health services.
Indeed. Well, you're going to be spending a lot of time talking about this along with Kate and a few other people.
I am.
Have you discovered anything new or different that you didn't? Because you've been sitting with this idea investigating this idea for 6 or 12 months at least.
Yep.
Has anything exciting or different emerged in the recent weeks that you haven't been aware of before? Or
in terms of feedback?
In terms of the whole box and dice. What do you?
Well, it's I guess some of the concerns we did forecast and we did identify and we are working to address those. It's I guess the main thing is getting people involved with the concept and engaging, and it's been good to receive feedback, both ends of the stick and considerations, both positive and negative, and that actually helps to inform the proposal. What I see, though, is a significant opportunity to broaden what we're already offering. So have what we have as our baseline and then go from there.
Okay. So then most of the issues, from your point of view, are simply information, people who don't have information that they need to see how positive all of this is. And I'm guessing, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm guessing then helping people to understand that we are not transferring the ownership of our health service to anyone else, that we will be equal owners of this, and that we will continue to be able to have a resounding voice, and
indeed,
we do have a resounding voice in matters related to this vital part. It's the backbone of the community when it just comes to employment alone.
Indeed. Yeah, the people who work at Otway Health are also our community members. I guess the opportunities I see in that we are level pegged with respect to service size, so we won't necessarily be outweighed by a bigger health service. I really do want people to understand that they will still have their local health service and have that identity as Otway Health, and have it consistently here. For generations to come.
Well, I'll be interested to see what sort of conversation we have next month and the month after that, as this because it's dependent on government departments.
It is. I guess the underlying consideration as well, the Health Services Act actually stipulates that any voluntary amalgamation will only be approved if there are obvious improvements to the health service offer.
Okay.
Which is a clear take-home message.
That's a little bit of legislated reassurance for people. It really is very much a job around a communication and unequivocal demonstration of what a positive thing this is, getting people on board rather than alarmed. At first blush, you would look at it and say, well, yeah, it's going to be bigger and more better resourced and better staffed and be able to do a better job, therefore. However, there will be lots and lots of questions about all that. So,
yeah, and I encourage people to, if they do have questions, to either see a member of the board or staff at the market days, to shoot through their questions via email to the Otway Health Community Advisory Committee or even directly to the board. If they have any other considerations, they can also just ring Otway Health directly and they'll steer them in the right direction.
Good. And there are, I think, a couple of spare positions on the Community Advisory Committee at the minute.
Indeed.
So if you have a particular interest in the health and well-being of your community and our stake in it, particularly around this proposed merger, then perhaps a spot on the Community Advisory Committee would be a good thing. And that's easy to organise. Just ring the desk at Otway Health or check the website.
In terms of other reference points as well, there will be more information available in the news sheet. There will be updates on Facebook and the Otway Health website. As I said, we're developing a list of frequently asked questions and answers to those, which will hopefully inform a lot of the concerns that people might have, but also highlight the significant opportunities that this presents.
Okay, terrific. Well, I think you've kind of generally informed us up to this point, and you've done quite well. Stay tuned, folks, for further updates about the proposed merger of Lawn Community Hospital,
LCH,
and Otway Health. Certainly, lots to think about, and lots of great Christmas conversation when you finished arguing with your brother about who stole the bicycle. This has been a special little Otway Health check, and it'll be a podcast too. So thanks for listening, and thank you indeed to Nick Salkeld, the chairman of the board, and all the folk at Otway Health who make our lives interesting and very often much safer. This is 3ABR.